Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Simin Kuf Peches. We are up to Siv Vav, the second to last line on page Sadi Beis. We're about to turn on to page 184. The Mechaber says in Siv Vav, Ta'a v'lo hisker shel Shabbos. A person was benching and he forgot Ritzei. So Omer Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Shenasan Shabbosos Lemnucha LaAmo Yisrael Biava Laos VeLibris Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh Hashabbos. So the backup, if one forgot to say, is that bracha that we just mentioned. V'in Tov Lo Hiskir Shel Yom Tov. If it was Yom Tov and a person forgot to say Yalav Yavo, so he also has a replacement bracha. Omer, he says Baruch Atah Hashem. Elokeinu Melech Olam Asher Nosan Yomim Tovim LiYisrael LaSason ULaSimcha Es Yom Chag Ploni Azeh Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh Yisrael VaHazmanim. So those are the backup brachos if one forgot Ritzei on Shabbos or one forgot Yalav Yavu on Yontif. V'imchal Yom Tov B'Shabbos, if it was both Yontif and Shabbos together. So he joins the two together in one bracha and he says, Omer Shenosan Shabbosos Lumnucha Liamo Yisrael Biava Lios Vilibris Viyamim Tovim Lesosun Lesimcha Es Yom Chagaponi Azeh Baruch Ato Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos Viyisrael Vazmanim. So he joins the two brachos together and he first mentions Shabbos and then he mentions the Yontif. V'chol brachos halalu b'shem u'malchus. All of these brachos, as we just recorded them, have the Shem Hashem and the Malchus, Melech Olam, in the beginning of the bracha. And then the Mechaber says, V'hod esagi l'hach bracha. And that which it is enough to say this bracha is dafka k'shen nizkar kodem shehisrael hatov ha-mitiv. That is, specifically, if you remember to say it before you started the last bracha of benching, the fourth bracha of hatov ha-mitiv. So you were supposed to put Ritzei or Yalav Yavo in bracha number 3, and you forgot them. So then you have the opportunity to say this bracha after bracha number 3, before you begin bracha number 4. Avalim lo niskar ashehiska tova metiv. But if you don't remember, you don't realize that you forgot Ritzei or Yalav Yavo until you already started the new bracha of atova metiv, then sarach lachzor l'rosh brichas amazon, you have to go back and bench again. Go back to the beginning of benching. So we're going to see a lot of Mishnah Berurah here, and then at the end we're going to go back and see a couple of very important Bir Halachas. First we'll go through all the Mishnah Berurahs, beginning in Sivkot and Tezayin. So you were benching v'lo hisker shel Shabbos, v'afilu im safik lo im hisker lo. The same thing would be true if he's not sure if he said Ritzei or not. Talinan d'mistoma b'vaday lo hisker. We have to assume that he for sure didn't say it, because a person is not trained to say Ritzei. It's only once a week. He never gets used to it. And therefore, any suffix that you have about saying Ritzei, we assume you didn't say it, and you would say this bracha that we're discussing over here. Sivkot and Yodzayin. Omer Baruch Ata, Vin Eino Yodea Nusach Bracha Zu. Generally, the way it goes is, if you are in need of this bracha, the bencher that you have doesn't have it. And when you're not in the need of this bracha, you have it. So the Mishnah Berurah is addressing that person. If you don't know the Nusach of the bracha, you don't have it available to you, Chozer LaRosh. You go back to the beginning of benching. Vim Yodea HaHaschola V'Asiyam. But if you remember the beginning of the bracha and the end of the bracha, Af she'enu yodeya she'or hanusach she'be'emtza karoi, even though you don't remember the rest of the nusach in the middle properly. So Omra, you say it, since you know the beginning, you know the end, you know a little bit of the middle, you say, do the best you can. Ve'ein tzarech lachzor l'rosh, and you will not have to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. Ve'ayin mashekasadna be'ber halacha, look what we wrote in the be'ber halacha, we will go back to see this be'ber halacha at the end, and it's going back on the first point of the Mishnah Berurah that if you don't know the Nusach of the Bracha, so the Mishnah Berurah said you go back to the beginning of benching. We'll see a nice Bir Halacha on that shortly. First, if Katan Yudches Yomim Tovim LiYisrael. So he said if you forgot Yalav Yavo and Yontif, you say the special Bracha and you put in the words Yomim Tovim LiYisrael Tzarech Lomar La'amo Yisrael. The Mishnah Berurah adjusts it slightly. You say Yomim Tovim La'amo Yisrael. Sivkotan Yudches L'Sasan U'L'Simcha. Uberosh Hashana ein omrim l'sason u'l'simcha. If you forgot Yalav Yavo on Rosh Hashanah, so when you are saying this special bracha for Rosh Hashanah, you will not put in the words l'sason u'l'simcha. Gam ein omrim udvarcha malkeinu v'chuli. You also will not say the words udvarcha malkeinu, etc. V'ze nusacho, and this is the nusach if you forget Yalav Yavo on Rosh Hashanah. Baruch ato Hashem elokeinu melech olam. Shenosan yomim tovim la'amo Yisrael es yom hazikaron hazeh. That is the bracha. Ve'eino chosein bo kemo b'rosh chodesh. As opposed to what we just saw in the Mechaber by Shabbos and Yom, that there is a chasima. We'll see in Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow night, but Rosh Chodesh there's no chasima. Says the Mishabura on Rosh Hashanah, there'll also be no chasima similar to Rosh Chodesh. Zeu dasa Magen Avram. That is the opinion of the Magen Avram. Shecholek al Knesses Hagadola Shemashve Rosh Hashanah L'Shay Yom Tov. The Magen Avraham argues with the Knesses Hagdola, who equates Rosh Hashanah with every other Yontif, and there would be a Chasima. Aval harbe achronim eskimu l'das Knesses Hagdola, but many achronim agree with the Knesses Hagdola, unlike the Magen Avraham. V'al kein tzarech lachtom, and therefore you have to have a Chasima like any other Yontif, and you say, Baruch ato Hashem, mikadish Yisrael v'yom azikarum. V'im shochach v'hisrael atov ametiv. And if you forgot to say this insertion of the bracha in the place of Yalav Yavo on Rosh Hashanah and you already started Atov Ametiv, so Gam Kein Das Magen Avraham Deshuv Eino Chozer Kemo B'Rosh Chodesh. Once again, the Magen Avraham compares Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Chodesh, the same way as we'll see, if you forget Yalav Yavo and Rosh Chodesh and you forget the extra bracha that you could say afterwards and you already started the bracha of Atov Ametiv, you just leave it. So too by Rosh Hashanah, you just leave it. And the explanation is, because some say that you're allowed to fast on Rosh Hashanah. Since there are shittas that you're allowed to fast on Rosh Hashanah as opposed to other Yom Tovim, so it would have a similar din to Rosh Chodesh where the Suda, according to some, is optional. And whenever a Suda is optional and it's not required, you wouldn't go back for forgetting Yalav Yavo. That is the Svara of the Magen Avraham, why he equates Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Chodesh, and if you forgot the extra bracha, you would not go back to the beginning. However, the Eliyarabba cholek olav, the Eliyarabba argues in this Magen Avraham is sirulei dechozer, and he holds that again Rosh Hashanah is like any other yontif, the same way that you say the bracha with the chasima. If you forget the bracha and you start at tov ametiv, you would have to go back to the beginning of benching. Ubiyom haKippurim leinyan cholesh etzarach leachol bo. In terms of Yom Kippur, when someone is sick and he needs to eat, v'tzarach lomar bo yalav yavo. And as we'll see in Hilchos Yom haKippurim, he has to put into benching yalav yavo, like we'll see later in Siman Tov Reish Yud Ches Sif Yud. In Pasach b'atov ametiv, if he already started the fourth bracha b'atov ametiv, v'nizkar shelo omar yalav yavo, and then he realizes he forgot yalav yavo, eino tzarach lachzor. He does not have to go back. Because obviously there is no chiyuv suda on Yom Kippur, ukamo b'rosh chodesh, and therefore Yom Kippur would have the din of Rosh Chodesh. If you got Yalav Yavo, you forgot the bracha, you're in atov ametiv, you would just leave it. V'nizkar kodem shehiskel brachas atov ametiv. But if on Yom Kippur you forgot Yalav Yavo and you realize your mistake before you started the fourth bracha, yesh omrim ditzarach lomar baruch shenosan yomim kedoshim liyisrael as Yom Kippurim hazeh, you would say a special bracha for Yom Kippur, but it would be bali chasima like Rosh Chodesh. V'yesh omrim debazel lo tiknu chachamim klal nusach bracha lahashim askaras Yalav Yavo. Some say for Yom Kippur, where there's not usually a suda for anyone, Chazal would never misak in there a special nusach of a bracha to replace the Yalav Yavo. V'chol shelo omar b'mekomo, and so long that you didn't say Yalav Yavo in the proper place, shuv einu chozer, you would not go back at all, you would not say any bracha. V'chein misabra, and says the Chavos Chaim, that is very logical. Sivkaton chof. We said if you forgot Ritzei and Yalav Yavo, it was both Shabbos and Yontif, so you say this special bracha and you put in the schos together of Shabbos and Yontif. Umari sheshochach v'lo amar shneihem. When you're going to say this bracha with both Shabbos and Yontif in it, we're talking about where you forgot Ritzei and Yalav Yavo in your benching. Sheshochach v'lo amar shneihem, lo Ritzei v'lo Yalav Yavo. You didn't say either one. Ulahachi tzorach lichlo shneihem. Therefore, you have to join both together in one bracha. Aval im shochach shel Shabbos levad. But if you only forgot Ritzei, but you said Yalav Yavo for the Yontif, omer rak asher nosan Shabbos asumnucha, then you'll only say the special bracha for Shabbos, because you already said Yalav Yavo, which covered Yontif. V'chein v'shachach sheyom tov levad, and so too, if you only forgot Yalav Yavo for Yontif, but you said Ritzei for Shabbos, you'll only say Omer Hashanosan Yomim Tovim L'Amal Yisrael v'chuli. That's Pashat. So you'll only say the bracha that includes both. If you forgot both, if you forgot one, you only say the bracha for that one that you forgot. Sivkoton chaf aleph v'chol brachos halalu. We said in the Mechaber, all of these brachos are b'shem u'malchus, pirish, psichas, habrachos. We're talking about the beginning, the opening of the brachos, as the Mechaber records them. You start off with the Shem Hashem and with the Malchus of Hashem. Sivkoton chav beiz. This whole idea of putting in these brachos, if you forgot Ritzei or Yalav Yavo, is only if you realize your mistake before you start Atov Ametiv. Says the Mishabura, Hainu sha'omed achar birchas bonei Yushalayim. You finished already the entire bracha Bunei Yerushalayim, and then you realize your mistake before you start Atov Ameitev. That's when you stick in these brachos. The Imniskar Achar Sha'amar Tevas Baruch Ata. But if you started the fourth bracha, but you only said Baruch Ata, Pashut Dechozer Lomar Ritzeva Achlitzenu. I'm sorry, you didn't finish the bracha of Bonei Yerushalayim. You just said Baruch Ata, but you didn't say Bonei Barachim of Yerushalayim. You just said Baruch Ata of that bracha. So then it's Pashut Dechozer Lomar Ritzeva Achlitzenu. Then you're still in the middle of the third bracha. It's Pashut, you go back to Ritzei, O Yalav Yavo, V'yomer Achar Kachu Bnei Yerushalayim. So you'll say Ritzei Yalav Yavo, and again you'll say Uvnei Yerushalayim, and this time you'll finish off the bracha. V'niskar achar sha'omer kfar baruch ato Hashem. But if in the bracha Bonei Barachim of Yerushalayim, you already said Hashem's name, mehanochon sheyesayim tekef lamdeni chukecha, then you should end off baruch ato Hashem, sticking lamdeni chukecha, which is a pasuk, kedei shelo yeh Hashem levatola, that way the Shem Hashem you said will not be for naught. It will be part of a pasuk. V'havei adayin kolosiyim habracha, and then it's as if you didn't finish a third bracha yet. V'chozel ritzei. So to summarize, this added bracha is only if you finish the entire bracha of Bonei Barachim of Yerushalayim. Then you'll go back. If you said Baruch Ata, you go right back to Ritzei or Yalav Yavo and continue on. If you said Baruch Ata Hashem, you say Lamdeni Chukecha, go back to Ritzei or Yalav Yavo and continue on. Only if you said beyond Hashem's name in the bracha Bonei, then already you would not go back. Then after the bracha, you would say the special bracha that we're discussing here in the Mechaber for Shabbos or for Yontef or for both. Very important, Sivkaton over here, Sivkaton Chav Gimel. We said in the Mechaber, it's dafka that you could say these additional brachos if you realize your mistake before you start Atov HaMeitiv. But if you didn't realize your mistake until you start Atov HaMeitiv, then you have to start benching again. Kosav Achai Odom, Rotzalomer means to say, Sha'omar Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Hakel. The fourth bracha, you didn't just start Baruch Ato Hashem, you said all the way through, Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Hakel. You got into the bracha already. Zem Nikriya Schola LeBracha Zu. That's called beginning this bracha that will require you now to go back to the beginning of benching. Avol, Im Omar Rak Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. You just said the standard beginning of the bracha. Then, Yisayim Asher Nosan Shabbosos Lemnucha. Then you could finish off with the bracha that replaces the Ritzei or the Alav Yavo. So only if you went beyond that and you said Hakel, so then already it's too late, then you have to start benching again. But if you just said Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, even though you had in mind to say the bracha of Hatov HaMeitiv, you could just adjust it and finish off with Asher Nosan Shabbos HaSumnucha, V'achar Kach Yachzor V'yomar Brichas Hatov HaMeitiv, and then you'll start the bracha again of Hatov HaMeitiv, V'ayim B'Bir Halacha. We will see this B'Bir Halacha shortly as well. First, let's finish the last Mishaburis of Kadon Chav Dalet. We said if you already started, and according to the Chayolim that we just mentioned, you said Hakel already in the fourth bracha, you must go back to the beginning of benching. The Kevan and the Kfar Siyem Seder Brachos Daraisa. Since you already finished up the three Brachos Daraisa, V'siach Daito Mehem, and you took your mind off them already, Upasa Batova Meitiv, because you already started the next Bracha, Domi La Kiras Raglayim B'Tfila Shmon Esrei. It's like you took your three steps back at the end of Shmon Esrei, in which case, the Chozel LaRosh in Ta Beis Adavar. It's already too late to correct yourself at Shmon Esrei once you took it three steps back. Here also, once you finish the first three brachos, and you Mesiyam Eidas, because you already started the next bracha, you go back and you start benching again. Let's say your mistake was in the fourth bracha of Hatova Meitiv. For example, Shelo Omer Bo Shemu Malchus. For example, you forgot to say the Shemu Malchus. Afal Pi Shekvar Gomar Osa. Even if you already completed the fourth bracha, Eino Choser Elo La Tova Meitiv. You'll only have to go back to the beginning of the fourth bracha to Hatova Meitiv. She bracha bifnei atzma, because it is a bracha that stands alone. It's the only bracha the Rabbanan. So though if you made a mistake in the first three, you go back to the beginning of benching. But if you made a mistake only in the fourth one and you finished it, you'd only go back to the fourth bracha, which is the Rabbanan. I'd like to now see a couple of biralochas. Let's see, first of all, the biralocha on page 184. The top line, Achehis, so this is along what we just discussed, that the Mechaber said that once you started the fourth bracha, then it's too late to say these special brachos to replace with Seri Al Yavi and start benching again. The Mishabura brought from the Chai Odom, that starting new bracha means, you said, Bracha Hashem Al-Kerem Al-Khlama, Hakel. You already started the actual part of the brachos, so you can no longer correct yourself. So said the Bir Alocha, Ayin B'Mishabura Mashikasadna B'Shem HaChai Odom, that you have to have started Hakel to be able to not go back to correct those brachos, we have to start Shmoneh Esrei again. V'hinei mishari achronim mashma. From the other achronim, it is mashma, not like the chayodim, but rather the mishahisro brachazu. But Pashut, once you started this bracha, shuv ain't takana v'chose l'rosh. You don't have to go all the way until haker, like the Chayodim says. The other achronim say no. Once you started the bracha at all, it's already too late to go back and say those brachos. D'lo k'chayodim, not like the Chayodim. V'nirali d'svir l'hu, it appears to me that they hold. D'hod aminim b'shas, that which the Gemara says, the g'shapasa batov amit v'chose l'rosh. When the Gemara says that if you opened already with Hatov Meitid, you go back to the beginning of benching, Humishum Shaidei Zen Nikr, because through that it's recognizable, Shekvar Yisrael Daitim and Bracha Shlishis. Once you start even the word Baruch in the fourth Bracha, you're showing you're on to the next Bracha, and your mind is off the three Brachas from before. V'chein Mashma Be'emes B'Yushalmi Per Shlosha Sha'achla Alacha Dalet Ayin Sham B'Fnei Moshe. V'chein Mavura Bo'er Zaruah Behedya B'Chasuda Simen Reish Ayin Sham. Ulefize, according to this, my mahani sheyigmor hashenosan menucha. What is it going to help? Even if you only said Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, what's it going to help to then finish off hashenosan menucha? Hare al kol ponik v'shomar Baruch Atah Hashem choshev adas bracha revius. You already had in mind when you started the Shem Hashem that you're saying the fourth bracha. Umemeluk farisiel daitum ibracha shlishis. And clearly you have already been mesiel das in the three brachos before. Valkain dina de chayodim tzarech yin gadol. Therefore, he ends over tzarech yin gadol. It is mashma over here that's not just saying baruch, it's baruch ato Hashem. Then already it's too late. You started the bracha. It shows you mesia das in the first three brachos. They have to be chosel orosh, not the chayodim that says you have to go all the way till hakel. Now, if you look at note 17, he points out, the afal pish and nishar bezeb tzarech yin gadol, even though the Chavetz Chaim himself, after bringing the Chayodim in the Mishavura, in the Biralochi, ends off Tzorach Yen Gadol in the Chayodim, Mikomakom Hora Agono Shom Zavon Orbach. Still, Shom Zalman Paskins, Shedas HaMishavura Lissok HaChayodim, that the Mishavura, by bringing the Chayodim in the Mishavura, is passing like the Chayodim, Shekol Shomar Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. That so long you only said those words of Elokeinu Melech Olam, Yisayim Asher Nosan, you could finish off with the bracha replacing Ritzayor Yalav Yavul. V'chein minog ha'olam, and that is the minog ha'olam, v'chein kosa b'shan shivas ha'olatziyom. So Shlomo Zalman says that the Mishavura, by saying it in the Mishavura, doesn't matter that in the Bira Lachi, he lost Tzarech Yen Gadol, l'maisa, he brought it down in the Mishavura l'chayodam, he's passing that way, and halach l'maisa, that is the minog, that if you started the next bracha, but you didn't say hakel, you could finish off that bracha with the replacement bracha for Ritzay or Yalav Yavul. Another very important Bira Lachi, going back to the page before, page Tzadi Beis, we have said in the Mishavura in Sivkotan Yezai in the last line of the page, of page Sadi Beis, we said if you don't know the Nusach of this Bracha, and you're up to the right place to say this Nusach, but you don't know it, you have to start benching again. Says the Bir Alocha, Shenosan Shabbos Osumnucha, Ayin B'Mishavura Mashakasadnu B'Shem Mataz L'Inyanim Eino Yodea Nusach Bracha Zu. Look what we brought in the Mishavura B'Shem the Taz. For someone who doesn't know this Nusach, he must start benching again. Ulanias daiti yishlayin bazet tuva. Says the Chavetz Chaim, in my humble opinion, we need to analyze this very well. This is not so pashut. Lufi mashe pasig al shulchan aruch l'el b'simin kuf yudalet zivov. Based on that which the shulchan aruch paskins in simin kuf yudalet, the imshachach lomar mashiv haruach, a person forgot mashiv haruach amir ageshem, v'nizkar at shul hisrael at hakadosh. He said the bracha of mechayim esim, he's done. But now he realizes his mistake before he says at hakadosh, that the Mechaber Paskin over there, the Omer Mashiv HaRuach, you just say Mashiv HaRuach right over there, between the Bracha of Mechai Mesim, and before you start at the Kadosh. Not only does the Mechaber say, L'gabi Mashiv HaRuach, Hu Adin L'Inyan Yalav Yavo, Kishenizkar Kodem Sheisro Modim. If you forgot Yalav Yavo, where you're supposed to say it, you finish the Bracha, but you realize your mistake before Modim, you say it right then and there, between the Brachos, like we'll see later on in Simen Tovchav Be'isif Aleph. And the reason for all these psakim of the Mechaber is mishum dekevan shelo hisrael adayim bracha acheres. Since you do not yet start the next bracha, lo nikra adayim siyam bracha. It's keilu, you didn't finish the bracha before. So you know you said mechay mesim. You said machzir shkinas l'tzion, you finished the bracha after ritzei, but you didn't start the next bracha. You could put in mashiv haruach, you could put in yalav yavo, consider you're still part of that bracha, so long you didn't start the next bracha. Im Kain, if so, frak the Bir Alocha, So hachinami b'inyanenu. The same thing should be true over here. Nehi detikni rabbanon lechatchila lomar nusach brachos shenoshen shabbosos. Granted, chazal mesakin lechatchila that you should say the nusach that we're bringing over here to replace the ritzei or the yalav yavo between the two brachos of benching. The hachi adiv tzvei, that certainly would be better. Kidakasvina neikar, like you wrote in the beginning. But in a situation where you're stuck, you don't remember the nusach, you don't have a bench or a sitter that has it, lamu lo yomar kan ritzei. Why don't you just say ritzei right there? Keshu Shabbos, o yalav yavo keshu yom tov. Kevan shelo hischil adayim bracha shachareha. Since you didn't start the next bracha yet, you didn't start a tova meitiv, why can't you say it right then and there like you do in Shmoneh Esrei, by mashi v'rocham by yalav yavo? So do it over here in benching as well, by ritzei and yalav yavo. Granted, if you know the bracha, chazal u'mesakin, that's the ideal way. But if you don't know the bracha, why can't you do this? Uka'osek adayim bebirchas rachim dami. It should be like you're still osek in the bracha of rachim, you should be able to stick it in over here. The in tirza lechalik v'lomer, and if you want to be mechalik and say the le'inyan birchas hamazon shani, that benching is different. We only see the mechaber saying this by Shmoneh Esrei, not by benching. The chashvi rabbon and siyim bracha, that when it comes to benching, for some reason Chazal established that that is the end of the bracha. Mikavan shegomar birchas bonei Yerushalayim. Maybe Chazal said in benching is different. Once you said bonei Yerushalayim, your bracha is over. Va'afilu hachi heichadu mevarach b'shvil meina ma'ora. But when you're saying the proper bracha, the meina ma'ora, the bracha miyuchedes, hekelu, there they were lenient. V'lo hitshrichu lasor l'rosh kishenizkar. They won't make you go back to the beginning if you realize you're mistaken. You're saying the proper bracha. They gave you a kula in that way. Kol zman shelo hischil birchas atova meitiv. As long as you didn't start the next bracha. So maybe you'll make that chiluk, that really benching is different, and it's not considered the middle of the bracha. They were only lenient lagabe saying this nusach that they established, but otherwise it's considered the bracha's over. Zot Chavetz Chaim Ze'enu, you can't say that. You can't say there's chiluk between benching and shmoneh esrei. You know why? A half of the garaya. Dehohi viu raya ledinam hanal. The mechaber and the poskim that say that you could say mashif haruach and yal v'yavu and shmoneh esrei after the bracha, they bring a raya for that din me'inyanenu, from benching. The mahani takana kodem shehizkla tova meitiv. They bring a raya from this very halacha. The fact that Chazal instituted a separate bracha, if you miss ritzei or yalav yavo in benching after the bracha, between brachos 3 and 4, that's how they learn out that by Shmoneh Esrei you can say it later. So you can't be mechalik and say it's only true by Shmoneh Esrei, it's not true by benching. They goof and learn that it works by Shmoneh Esrei from benching. So clearly benching will have the same rule. Alma de lo choshev siyam bracha kodem shisla bracha shacharea. So clearly, it's not considered the ending of the bracha before you start the next bracha. V'imbosa litcho kulachale kemoshe kasadnu ein makor ladinam. And if you want to make the chilub with the Shmoneh Esrei and benching, then they lost the whole source of their din in Shmoneh Esrei because it comes from benching. So ivra de din zed de shulchan aruch hanal besimin kuf yudal v'kamon besimin tovcha beiz lamil sabrihi. And granted, the mechaber's psak of saying mashiv aruch after the bracha of mechaymesim, or saying yal v'yavo after the bracha of ritzei, is not so pashit. Not everyone agrees to that. The kamer shown in plig yal zed, there are various shown that argue on that. Ayin shom le'el b'ver alocha, but mikomokom l'fi das ha shulchan aruch hanal tzarech yin l'maisa. But at least according to the shita of the mechaber, why shouldn't it work? The mechaber l'maisa passing straight up. You could say mashiv haruach after you finish mechaim esim. You could say yalav yavo. It's true there are others that argue, but l'fida shulchan aruch l'maisa over here. Granted, there's a bracha they were masakin, and l'chadchil you should say that. But if you don't know it and you're stuck, why are we saying go back like the Taz says to the beginning of benching? Just say if you know ritzei or yalav yavo by heart, just say them by heart right then and there. That should be considered part of that bracha. And you can't be machal between benching and Shmoneh Esrei, because the whole source of Shmoneh Esrei is from benching. It's from that bracha. But clearly the understanding is that you're in the middle of the bracha. So tzarech yin, why lefi the mechaber, why can't you just say ritzei or yalav yavo after bracha number 3, before bracha number 4, if you do not know the nusach of the bracha that they were masakin to replace ritzei and yalav yavo? Beautiful bir halacha. We will continue vayte with Sev Zayin Emir Tzashem tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.